You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM. A full program schedule and program archives can be found at ckuw.ca.
Welcome to Square Wave. My name is Dustin Rogers, and today on the show, the Donkey Kong Country series, and the famed composer associated with it, David Wise, whose work at Rare during their golden age has solidified him as one of video game music's most recognized figures. Now, throughout the show, we'll hear some of the finest tunes ever composed for video games, and I'll try to touch on everything David Wise produced for the series and its continuing cultural impact. I do suggest you double-check your banana hoard, though, because it's the Donkey Kong Country series, only on Square Wave, on CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. That was the main theme from Donkey Kong Country for the Super Nintendo. And it's an absolute classic. It starts off with that chiptune-esque take of the original Donkey Kong arcade theme before the full song kicks in with the thumping drums and the synth lead guitar. And there is just so much more great music coming this hour. All of it was composed by none other than David Wise, one of the most renowned video game composers ever. And it's really because of his work on this series that that's true. But before we get to more music, first, let me introduce our main character today. David Wise was born in England in 1967, and as a young boy, he loved music. But when his older brother started taking piano lessons, the 8-year-old Wise was told that he'd have to wait 2 years before he could take lessons of his own. Now, in an interview with Chris Greening of VGMOnline.net that was conducted in 2012, and it's where I pulled a lot of the information for this show, Wise called this doctrine family fairness, but it didn't stop him from just playing music, and he quickly found that he could play music back by ear, a special talent that he seemed to have been born with. And he also at this time learned how to play the trumpet and the drums by himself. He said this self-taught approach was much more interesting than the piano lessons that he did take, which, by the way, he only ever completed 5 of the 8 grades at the Royal School of Music in London, and that's the extent of his structured musical training. Now, after high school, David Wise got his first job at a small music shop. This is sometime around 84, 85. And soon the store got a Yamaha CX5M2 in stock, which was a computer with a built-in 8-voice FM synthesizer module that featured a pair of MIDI ports that Wise used to show customers how it could work with a drum machine and synths like the Yamaha DX7. Well, the story goes that one day, who walked in the store but Tim and Chris Stamper? They're the brothers who were just in the process of founding their second video game development team that would be known as Rare. And when Wise demoed the equipment by playing some of his original compositions for them, they immediately offered David Wise a job as the composer at their company. Well, the rest, as they say, is history, and some of which we are going to get into this hour. But for now, let's skip ahead into the first entry in the Donkey Kong Country series composed by David Wise for the Super Nintendo in 1994. Here are a few of the mind-blowing tracks that would soon make Wise a video game music legend. You're listening to Square Wave on CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. We'll be right back. Just unbelievable stuff there from David Wise. It's nothing short of a miracle that he was able to ring the Super Nintendo into making those sounds. And although the tracks I'm playing for you are actually from the official soundtrack for the game and not ripped from the game itself, don't let it fool you. These songs are very much what players heard back in 1994 when the game released, and that's thanks to an immense effort on Wise's behalf. You see, on Donkey Kong Country, Wise wanted to use the wave sequencing technique featured in the then-contemporary Korg WaveStation synthesizer. And like the WaveStation, the idea was to take tiny samples and play them back in quick succession to simulate effects like sweeps and phasing. Of course, the limited in comparison Super Nintendo sound hardware didn't do this, so Wise had to get creative. His solution was to sample individual waveforms at different frequencies and convert each note into a hexadecimal code, and then input them into Rare's custom music tracker by hand, one by one. This was no easy task. The song that we just heard was called Aquatic Ambience, and according to Wise, to input the entire song took 5 weeks to complete. Perhaps even more impressive, when the development started on Donkey Kong Country, David Wise was still a freelance composer. Yes, he had worked composing games at Rare since he was offered the job in 1985, but until this point, he'd remained separate from the company. When approached with this project, Wise was asked to create three different quote-unquote jungle demo songs for the game. And those three tracks were eventually combined into DK Swing, which was the first song we heard there in that last set, and that was enough to earn Wise a full-time position at Rare. I should also note that, on this soundtrack, David Wise shares a composer credit with Evelyn Fisher. And she also worked at Rare at this time and had just completed her work on the Killer Instinct soundtrack, along with Robin Beanland, who contributed the song Funky's Fugue to this game's soundtrack as well. Now, this is not the case for the second game in the series, however, with David Wise taking the sole compositional credit on Donkey Kong Country 2 Diddy's Kong Quest. That game is considered by many to be the best entry in the series musically, and it's coming right up. But I'm not ready to leave DKC1 behind quite yet, so here's a few more songs from this incredible 1994 soundtrack. You're listening to Square Wave on CKUW 95.9 FM. Can't you just hear that dripping with influences from the 80s? You can hear synthy 80s film score influences. You've got a healthy dose of rock and dance tracks from that era as well. And they all come to us courtesy of David Wise and Evelyn Fisher on the Donkey Kong Country 1 soundtrack. Moving on now to Donkey Kong Country 2, also for the Super Nintendo. On this soundtrack, David Wise was given free rein to compose the music that he thought would fit the game's atmosphere, and he made it his mission to make this system sound as good as humanly possible. Wise says this decision was very much at the heart of his compositions of the game. When asked how he built on the techniques that he learned from the first game in the creation of Donkey Kong Country 2, Wise said, quote, "I tried to take it even further for Donkey Kong Country 2, using a Roland Juno 2 synthesizer, and sampling waveforms multiple times with different filter cutoff and resonance settings. We didn't have the memory to use MIDI, so again, I typed the hex subroutines to put the waveforms back in the desired order with the desired envelopes, pitch, LFO, and delayed offset information. Also, I discovered that when cutting off the end of single cycle waveforms in order to save memory, desirable artifacts were introduced, such as subtle distortion and harmonics," unquote. Those desirable artifacts produce mind-blowing effects and manage to evoke strong emotions in the listener beyond almost anything heard in video games up to this point. Up next are two of the most famous songs in the series, and indeed in all of video game music history, Sticker Brush Symphony and Forest Interlude. Enjoy these trance-inducing tracks, and I'll be back to talk about the impact that this game's soundtrack had and has continued to have since its release in 1995. You're listening to Square Wave on CKAW 95.9 FM. We'll be right back. Two truly beautiful songs there from David Wise on the Donkey Kong Country 2 soundtrack, released on the Super Nintendo in 1995. And as I mentioned just before that set, this soundtrack was widely praised by critics and fans at the time of release, but has now gone on to transcend the game and become some of the most recognizable music of the last 30 years and remain hugely influential even beyond the video game music enthusiast in-group. There are easily thousands of remixes of Sticker Brush Symphony done by fans. The same goes for Aquatic Ambience and probably other tracks from these games as well. And there are a similar number of videos and forum posts from fans over the years heaping praise on the score and David Wise himself. And it's an appreciation not just relegated to the world of EDM remixes. I'll give you an example. In 2012, a song by rapper Childish Gambino, featuring production by Chemist, called Eat Your Vegetables, sampled Aquatic Ambience greatly. Also, the producer known as Boy Wanda sampled Haunted Chase from Donkey Kong Country 2 on Drake's song called Six God. The impact doesn't stop there, though. In 2020, Vice published an article on the soundtrack's enduring influence. And of course, I should mention one of the most legendary YouTube videos of a certain era that featured nothing but the background to the Sticker Brush Symphony stage from DKC2 and the corresponding song on a loop. And in the comments for that video, people made a habit of leaving heartfelt messages about their lives, sharing experiences, both good and bad, like losing a family member and falling out of love or the birth of their child. And it's a famous example of what would later become known as an internet checkpoint. Look up that term for more information on those. Sadly, that original video has been removed from YouTube by the owner, although other versions have been re-uploaded, and it's probably still one up there somewhere on that platform today. For a change of pace now, let's enjoy two of the more upbeat tracks from Donkey Kong Country 2 before we move on from the game's timeless score. And our next stop, 2005, and the Game Boy Advance. You're listening to Square Wave on CKW 95.9 FM. We'll be right back. just heard Disco Train, and before that, Cannon's Claim, both composed by David Wise for Donkey Kong Country 2, Diddy's Kong Quest. Now, next up, Donkey Kong Country 3, Dixie Kong's Double Trouble on the Super Nintendo. Except, not really. You see, DKC 3 wasn't composed by David Wise. Rather, it was Evelyn Fisher, the co-composer of the first game in the series, who was responsible for the third game's soundtrack. And it shows. Which is not to say that it's bad, not at all. But the music of Donkey Kong Country 3 is far more subtle and atmospheric than even the most ambient tracks of the earlier games. This stylistic departure can make DKC3's soundtrack seem like the lesser entry in the original trilogy, but it still has its fans. Overall, though, when considering the career of David Wise, there's not much to say about this game, at least that was until 2005, when the team at Rare decided to port DKC3 onto Nintendo's then-current handheld system, the Game Boy Advance. Now, I rarely talk about the Game Boy Advance here on the show, and part of the reason for that is the Game Boy Advance's sound abilities, which were utterly lacking. They often produced grainy, thin-sounding songs in even the most capable hands, and this shortcoming was so great that it meant that the more nuanced and spacey music that Evelyn Fisher wrote for the title just wouldn't come across on the tinny mono speaker that was present on the console. Well, re-enter here David Wise, who was still working at Rare at this point, and when he realized that it was a fool's errand to create a subpar translation of the original game's score, he remembered what Graham Norgate had done on earlier Donkey Kong Country ports for the Game Boy, and opted instead to compose entirely new songs for the title. Here's what Wise says about his thought process. Quote, "There is simply a very limited bandwidth to work within. The bass sounds very woolly on the GBA and has to be suggested using hard sounds that we might think have a lot of bass content in them, such as piano and synthesizer bass. The original score used a lot of low, sustained pedal notes, which would be simply lost on a handheld system. What's more, the high end breaks up using the system, so the notes viable aren't actually that high. Thus, given the very tight time limitations and restricted bandwidth, I decided it would take far too much time to adapt the original soundtrack. The only realistic way to meet the deadline was to compose a new score for the GBA," unquote. Now, that's all well and good, but there is really no getting around the fact that the GBA had poor native sound capabilities. So instead of listening to game rips, I found recreations of the original songs that David Wise composed for the handheld version of DKC3, and they do a wonderful job of highlighting what makes this forgotten game soundtrack such a dramatic departure from the original. Here's Mill Fever and Cascade Capers, composed by David Wise and arranged by Drawn and Quartered. You're listening to Square Wave on CKW 95.9 FM. We'll be right back. That was Mill Fever and Cascade Capers from the David Wise-composed Donkey Kong Country 3 for the Game Boy Advance. Now, I doubt anyone hearing this will be able to recall even one song from the Super Nintendo version of the game, and that includes me. But if we could, I bet those songs we just heard would have dropped some jaws. Nothing on the Super Nintendo game sounds like that at all, and despite the limited time given to create it, Wise certainly did not mail in his contributions here. Even if they aren't the unforgettable instant classics heard on the other titles, I found this soundtrack to be a very pleasant surprise when I first heard it. I'm running out of time on the show today, but there is one more original title in the Donkey Kong Country franchise that David Wise composed. It's not the Lone Wii entry, Donkey Kong Country Returns, if you remember that one. Actually, for that game, Nintendo had one of their best work with Retro Studios on the project, the always fantastic Kenji Yamamoto, who is probably best known for his moody Metroid series of soundtracks. Anyway, the game I'm referring to is Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze, which released way back in 2014 on the Wii U, which, by my math, makes it video game music history at this point, being 10 years old already. Yeesh. Anyway, I don't have much to say about this one other than it is joyful and instrumentally diverse, featuring a broad mix of musical influences, and is absolutely worth checking out on your own if you haven't already heard it or had the chance to. The soundtrack from David Wise features live instruments, excellent modern takes on his classic songs, and so many great new ones that I didn't even bother trying to fit them into this show. That being said, I will play you a part of a track from this game to end the program today, but the full-length version will have to be cut for time. If you want to hear the track play out, you can check out the Square Wave CKOW podcast feed available on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. There you can hear this and many other episodes of the show whenever you like. That does it for me. I'll turn things over now to the great David Wise with his song, Wing Ding, composed for Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze in 2014. And I'll see you next time on Square Wave on CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Tune in to Groundswell Radio every Monday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. From integral serialism to post-minimalism to improvised electroacoustics and everything beyond and in between, Groundswell Radio opens your ears to the world of new music. Interviews with composers, rarely heard recordings, and so much more. Sit back and listen to something new and different on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.